Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Chris Connolly of the WYPR reporting staff. Chris, you're down there in Annapolis, and you're watching this tidal wave of candidates that's flowing out of Barbara Mikulski's office. Tell us a little bit about what's happening.
Yeah, you sort of have one person make a decision. Barbara Mikulski decides she's going to leave for Senate, which sets off essentially a domino chain of potential contenders to replace her, and then people who want to replace the people who are going to replace them. So right now what you have is Chris Van Hollen and Donna Edwards, two representatives who represent the D.C. suburbs, have said they're going to run for Mikulski's seat, which opens up here in Annapolis a lot of jockeying for who might replace them in Congress. And so you have a lot of lawmakers considering throwing in to make the move to the Capitol.
Can you give us some examples or an example?
Sure. So the only one to declare officially so far is Kumar Barve. He's a delegate from Montgomery County. He'll be running for Van Hollen's seat. He's the chair of the Environment and Transportation Committee here. Also looking very seriously at Van Hollen's seat is Senator Jamie Raskin. He's the head of the Executive Nominations Committee here, and he's rumored to be looking for a campaign manager right now. So we expect him to throw in pretty soon as well. But then there's a list of others who are, you know, sort of considering or said to be considering. So, I mean, you could see a good amount of people actually throwing in and deciding to run for it. One name who took himself out, Senator Richard Mattolino, who's the vice chair of the Budget and Tax Committee. He said, you know, he's got two young kids and sort of thought about how much time it would take for him to be away from his family. You know, plus he's looking at it and saying there are options to move up here in Annapolis as the leadership gets older and to continue to get things done here. So, you know, you have a sort of range of considerations being done about whether it's worth it to throw in. The big thing here is that none of the people in Annapolis, none of the lawmakers in Annapolis who would take a run for a seat in Congress have to give up their seats in Annapolis. So it's an easier decision to make in that regard.
And that's because, remind us of why they don't, that's called a free shot.
Yeah, exactly. It's a free shot. So, I mean, they're up for election in 2018. They're not up for election in 2016. So you can't run for two seats concurrently, and you can't run for two state-level seats at the same, you know, sit in a state-level seat and run for a state-level seat. So they can go for a federal seat that's up in 2016 because they don't face re-election until 2018 in their current seats.
Are either of these candidates from down there in so-called leadership? Barve is, right? Isn't that right? Isn't he a committee, important person on a committee?
They both are. They both chair committees. Jamie Raskin chairs the Executive Nominations Committee. Barve chairs the Environment and Transportation Committee in the House. You know, and I think you're likely to see that the people who are going to look seriously at these are you know, people who've been around for a while and may have moved up the ranks pretty well and can kind of make a case for themselves as effective lawmakers with strong ties.
Well, it's really interesting in regard to Democrats because they wait forever and ever for an opening, and you get one opening, and then that leads to many others. Chris, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure thing. Happy to do it.
For Chris Connolly, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.